At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Radio Show here. Thanks for choosing us. That guy played here in town just last night, and I wasn't out for it, but I did absolutely see it all over Instagram. Posty. That was Posty, right?
Yeah.
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 Killed it. Sold out. Big show. So I hope all the party people now just waking up.
Yeah, good morning.
I hope you had a good time. We have a huge concert, like a pile of tickets for you right now. Four tickets for the fourth. Take the word tradition, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N, and text it to our contest line. The contest line number is 20357. This is your chance to see four concerts. Text the word tradition to 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center,
boom,
Teddy Swims at the Greek,
boom,
and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater. This hour's code word is tradition. Good luck.
This is a hot contest, too. I look at the numbers of like how many people text in.
Are participating. And, well, that's a pile.
It is a great prize. So
That is a haul. Mostly sunny today, although right now in downtown San Francisco, as we broadcast live from Studio 9, it is overcast, but mostly sunny, highs between 70 and 85, depending on where you're at in the Bay Area. And now we turn our attention to Bob and the celebrity trash.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the breaking news, the Diddy verdict. The Diddy verdict is in. It's not good news, unfortunately. Of the five counts, Diddy was found guilty on two, and it was the two lesser ones. So on racketeering, conspiracy, not guilty. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, not guilty. Transportation to engage in prostitution, guilty. Transportation to engage in prostitution, separate charge, guilty. And sex trafficking by force, separate charge, not guilty. So these are the two lesser charges. The maximum sentence for each of these is 10 years, and the prosecutor will be going for the maximum. But if he had been found guilty of racketeering, that was up to life in prison. And the sex trafficking charge was a mandatory 15-year minimum, up to life in prison. So they're going to go for 20 years max here. We'll see. That I guess we're holding our breath for the sentence.
Okay, but it'll be interesting to see what he gets. I'm going to guess it's a lot less than the max.
Right.
And then I'd also guess that he's already serving time as we speak, which will knock some of whatever he gets down, because he's already spent, is it a year? Has he been in jail a year yet?
Yeah.
So, okay, the Diddy trial has completed, and guilty on two counts, not guilty on the three main count, or the biggies.
The bigger ones, yeah, the two lesser charges, he is guilty.
Okay.
But, you know, hopefully people can find some peace with this. It's better than nothing. It's still something for sure, and we'll see how it plays out. For sure, though, we know that his reputation is ruined, rightfully so, and hopefully he won't be able to hurt anybody else.
I'm guessing he doesn't get back on the Oscar stage, but
yeah,
he has a ton of dough, so his life will still be pretty fun. Like, he doesn't get to go back to being, you know, rubbing elbows with all the hotshot celebrities, but I could do pretty good with his pile of dough.
Yeah.
Anyway, there it is. Diddy trial over.
Yes. On a more fun note, Travis was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he was talking about what it's been toughest getting used to with Taylor Swift as
his Travis
lady.
Kelce.
Yeah,
Travis.
What did I say?
You just said Travis.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Well, you know,
we're on a first name basis.
She's close with them because she's a Swiftie, so they're all tight friends.
Say it again now. Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast shares that this has been the hardest thing to get used to while dating Taylor Swift.
the paparazzi. That's probably the only thing I didn't really grasp until you're in it. And that's probably the craziest part, though. Like, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, a fucking guy with a camera, and you're right. Just like,
yeah, wearing a ghillie suit.
Yeah, like, oh, like I got to go to the restroom now. I can't just go over here and take a piss.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't just. I can't,
right, yeah, just, oh, no. That is so true, that. Though. If you've got cameras following you,
just don't want my meat on page six. You know what I mean? It's like,
wow.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That is a new normal.
Yeah, but what really got me was that he's the kind of guy who would just real quick pee in the woods while he's on the golf course.
Most guys are that guy.
It's so funny seeing Taylor go from like a uptight, no offense, Joe, British, closed off man to, oh man, now I gotta go all the way to the restroom. Are you kidding me?
I as a Taylor Swift, you would call yourself a Swiftie. Do you feel like it's refreshing for her to be with a more, I don't know if normal's the right word, yeah, but do you like this person for her?
If I was Taylor Swift, I would, you know, take a stab at dating all types of different people. So I'm glad she's having fun. And sources are saying that during her time off, their time off before football season really ramps up, they're really grounded, they're vibing, they're having a really nice time. So I'm happy for them. Unfortunately, she is dealing right now with a new stalker. We reported, I think, you know, a few weeks ago that someone came to her house and they had put her address on their license. And apparently the same person is continually showing up, claiming she's the mother of his child, sending hundreds and hundreds of emails. So she was granted a temporary restraining order and they're waiting for a hearing.
That is super scary.
Yeah, that person's not well.
I know lots of people would say I would take that for the money, and most of us would, but it is really scary when someone's just coming out of nowhere, woodwork basically, and has an ID with your address on it and more.
I'm hoping that was fake, especially in I think it was her California residence. Like, I just got it. I just got my California license. It just came in the mail.
Congratulations.
I officially live here after 4 years. But they make you show like your blood, sweat, and tears to get that California ID.
Right.
So that's very strange. All right.
Congratulations. Next,
thank you so much.
That's pretty
thank
neat.
You so much. No, but I know I've had really great luck living in the city. I haven't had very many bad experiences on the streets or anything like that.
Knock on wood.
But yeah. But a year or so ago, I was walking down Van Ness and this guy, normal-ish looking dude, not giving homeless vibes or unhoused vibes. But he, for whatever reason, just decided to like lunge at me I guess he thought it was funny and like, oh, and I was like, dude, not cool. And I was so shaken up. I went into the very next store and I started crying. I was so overwhelmed and I was shaken up walking around for weeks after that. So I can't imagine what it's like to have people who are hunting you down all the time.
Yeah. Like so that's not even, I mean, it happens here in San Francisco for sure. We're a big city and there's lots of problems out there. No question. My brother lives down in LA. He's in the movie business. He actually lives in, starts with a B, Burbank. But he was walking with some clients and a guy jumped out of basically nowhere, grabbed him. And my brother had to shake the guy and push him off. And the guy came back at him and he was with two women. And after he'd gotten rid of the guy and they kept walking, they were all, did you know that guy? And he's like, no, that was completely random. I was totally jumped by a dude in front of two clients. And it is really scary and it isn't cool, but it's also part of being in the big city. I mean, it just, the idea though that someone comes to your house who might be less than okay, yikes.
Yeah. On a lighter note, Green Day does one of those things where at every show they have this bit that they do, you know, to keep getting that social media content. And what they do is they have a fan from the audience come up and play the guitar part for Good Riddance. And they have really good luck with this. One time, actually, I forget, they were at a festival recently and the guy who came up was like far too professional. that Billy Joe was annoyed. He was like, dude, stop being such a pro. This must be like a fun moment. So the opposite just happened. They had a fan come up who swore they could play Good Riddance, and he starts playing Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, that's awesome.
Billy Joe immediately cut him off saying, oh, come on. Nice try. And he took the guitar away and ushered him off the stage. Liam Gallagher takes to the internet on Twitter and he says, best song of the night.
Ah, you know, I like those boys. I know that they feud, the two brothers from Oasis feud with each other. And now they're, I guess, going to be doing a big tour. We'll see if they can hold it together. I mean, I think Sarah, if you asked her, she would bet against them even doing one show. But I believe that they're great and fun to watch. And I enjoy the music as well, but not more than Green Day, but still.
Yeah. Next up is a show I am really excited about. Are you guys familiar with a little TV show called iCarly?
Yes.
Okay. When I was a preteen, early teen, Nickelodeon had this banger of a show called iCarly. Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette McCurdy starred in the show where they made a web show. It was really ahead of its time, honestly. They were YouTubers before it was even really a thing.
I know the name. I don't know. I looked it up immediately, and I don't know either of these young ladies.
Jeanette McCurdy, her character, Sam, she was a tomboy. I really identified with her. She always wore like really cool baggy shorts, and she was always eating something like very like rough around the edges. Very cool character to see on screen as a tomboy myself at that age. But in 2022, she wrote a memoir. It is an incredible memoir. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. And she details that her life as a child star and how toxic and abusive her mother was. Her mother had these like aspirations for herself. She was not a well woman. She had these aspirations for herself to become an actress, and she completely fed them through Jeanette. And to the point where Jeanette was able to cry on cue. She was very robotic. She had very little friends. The home life was really toxic. Her mom was a hoarder. All the kids slept on like yoga mats on the floor because there wasn't even space for them to have beds. Like really crazy stuff. But the way she tells it is so articulate and so well written. And I listened to the audiobook, which she voices. And it's really, really an incredible memoir.
So I don't know this show. I don't know that young lady by name, Jeanette McCurdy, but I do remember the book release. Mm-hmm. I'm Glad My Mom
I'm
Died.
I'm Glad My Mom Died.
And I didn't know that that's the kind of torture that she was up against. I do know the star parent, the one that's pushing the kid out into the, I'm aware that that can get pretty toxic, but I didn't know she was also a hoarder and more, but.
Yeah. Yeah, but
and dead.
The reason
is that the kid, yes, is that a true story? Yes. So she is dead.
Yes, she died about 9 years ago. So right. Well before the book came out. But the reason I'm talking about it is because Apple TV is adapting it into a TV show. I think it's going to be a mini series, and the mom's going to be played by Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that'll be good.
Which is crazy. This is going to be such a different type of role for her than we've seen. I think the most serious thing I've seen her in is The Morning Show.
Yeah,
and still like in that she's like a. You know, well put together, famous woman. So I cannot wait to see her stretch to this type of thing. I do think it's going to be a dramedy, probably like I. Whenever I think of dramedy, I always picture Orange Is the New Black, where it's like very serious subject matter, but the characters are just so colorful that it's also fun to watch.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm picturing. But I cannot wait to see this. It's going to be incredible.
I can't believe it either, and I have so much trouble seeing Rachel. As this horrible mom.
I know.
I can after watching The Morning Show, just because she really does nail drama on that show well. Like, she is a good actress, and I'm excited
but
to see her in
this. But that's drama, and shows her in a, I don't know, I feel like this is an evil character she's playing. She's not evil on The Morning Show.
No.
This is an evil person who's mentally ill, it sounds like, as well. Oof.
I know, and I love that too.
Jennifer Aniston.
Like anyone who is in their mid 50s and who's feeling old, you shouldn't. Like 56 years old, Jennifer Aniston is like still developing brand new levels of her success and her depth as an actor and her career. And I think that is so inspiring.
Are you trying to tell Vinny and I that we're okay?
Yeah.
We're okay, Vin.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks,
it's okay.
Kid.
We can start our TikTok dancing careers today. It's not too late.
You got it, kid. I'm in.
I heard you already got a video of him this morning doing some dancing. Is
that
right?
It was freestyle.
Okay.
That was just for the stories. Check it out. He was so pumped about Scott Budman.
I was dancing for Scott.
Scott was great today. I enjoyed him. Back
really
to the trash.
Love him,
I love him. He's great.
That was so funny, your question for him at the end. That was so funny. He was like, that's personal.
Well, you know what's funny is I looked at the story or I looked at my notes and I had a real question to ask him and I went, I'm not asking him that. That's just, we don't have enough time.
You shocked him, I think.
I think so, yep.
And who else is shocked is Sydney Sweeney by how obsessed people are with her dating life. I think she must have had her PR person go directly to TMZ and was like, hey, like, stop talking about this. Like, let's focus on her career a little bit, because TMZ is being told by a source that Sydney Sweeney is focused on her career, enjoying life, with romance not being a priority right now. And TMZ also followed up with Tom Brady was dancing with everybody at the wedding. During the wedding reception. This is, of course, the Bezos wedding. We reported that Sydney Sweeney and Orlando Bloom were within 4 feet of each other. So that was news.
It was.
And Tom Brady and
was
Sydney
the other rumor
danced until 2 a.m., which is what you're supposed to do at a wedding.
Right.
So nothing to see here. All just fun. Nobody hooked up. And TMZ knows it also.
Well, no surprise that the hottest starlet is being watched to see after just getting rid of her fiance this year. No surprise people are keeping an eye on what she does next. That's part of stardom.
For sure. All right, I've got another one for you. I didn't think I was going to make it to this, but let's freaking do it.
Do it. Do it.
Dakota Johnson, media darling. She's still on a press tour. I don't know if it's still for Materialists or what, but she did that classic got hooked up to a lie detector. You know what? You know that trend that celebrities are always doing? They get hooked up to a lie detector and someone super monotone like shows them pictures.
No.
I missed this one too.
Oh yeah. This is totally a trend.
This is a thing.
Yeah, this is a thing that celebrities do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think anyone is considering lie detectors.
Is Dakota Johnson's biggest film the Grey series? What is that?
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Is that
so.
would that be your biggest starring role?
I think so. She's really famous for being famous at this point versus her movies.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything. And if you ask me what she's in, I'd say it's the 50 Shades of Grey. But I didn't even see that.
Too. And she recently was in, like last year, she was in, I forget what
Madam Web, which was
yes,
a Madam complete...
Web.
Complete bust.
Not just a bomb, but a horrible movie.
It was
the
worst thing, and it should have been good. She's also in The Materialist, but
right, that's the one that just came out.
Yeah.
There's a guy I follow on TikTok who's super into film, and he recommended it, so I'm gonna check it out. But yeah, so she's on a press tour, and okay. She is asked if she recognizes these couple of people, and I want to know if you guys know who they are, because in my world, they're huge. Here, let me play the clip for you.
If you know these online people.
Is that a person on the TV show?
She's being shown a picture of
this is Dakota
woman.
Johnson.
Daddy?
No. Do you know who this is? It's...
Are they not the same person?
No.
These are the pics she's being shown.
Well, who are the two pictures?
Alex Earl on the left.
Okay.
And Alex Cooper on the right.
And who are they?
You don't know who either of
I
them are?
I don't know who they are either.
Oh, wow.
Who
what
are they?
What a treat for me to get to explain to you. Okay. I'm going to start with the lovely, beautiful blonde woman on the right. Her name is Alex Cooper. She is incredibly huge in the millennial scene. She has a top comedy and interview podcast called Call Her Daddy.
It is not just amongst millennials. This is one of, if not the most popular podcast in the world.
And you know who that is?
I know. I wouldn't know her face, but I know her and I know the podcast, and it does bonkers, and they sold it for a bunch of money.
Call Her Daddy is one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Started off as a Barstool thing and just it exploded. She's made gobs of money from this thing.
Yeah, so it started as a sex podcast on Barstool. Maddie's totally right, and she had a co-host named Sophia, and they got famous specifically for Alex gave a really detailed overview on how to give the best, can I say,
No.
No.
Okay. On how to give
kissing Australia.
Australia kissing.
Yeah.
Alex got famous for her detailed description of how to really please a guy. And she, after that podcast totally took off, she and her co-host and Barstool were renegotiating and they couldn't come to a deal. And she ended up kind of stealing the podcast from her co-host Sophia and signed a deal independently with Barstool for huge money. I think it was $100 million. Maybe it wasn't $100 million deal at that point, but it was a huge deal to continue the podcast. And she started doing it solo. And then she sold it to Spotify for $100 million. And now she has a new contract. She still owns the name and it has really grown. It's not a sex podcast anymore. She has really serious guests. If any, especially women, have any scandal or want to kind of reclaim their name or talk about controversy they're going through, they come to this podcast. And even Kamala Harris during her presidential campaign was a guest on Alex Cooper's show.
Alex Cooper, Call Her Daddy is the name of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Is she still friends with Sophia?
No, absolutely not. No.
Fully
huge
enemies.
Huge falling out. Sophia's got her own podcast. No offense, on a much lesser scale. Alex has totally taken off, started her own media company. She just had a documentary come out. And she even started her own kind of podcast network, which is where Alex Earl comes in, the lovely blonde woman on the left.
Okay.
So Alex Earl, much younger. She graduated from University of Miami in 2023, so she's super young. She is the biggest star on TikTok, famous for doing her Get Ready With Me's and showing her fun life, living in Miami, going to college parties. And now, of course, she's incredibly famous. She's dating an NFL player named Braxton. I forget what team he plays for. Sorry. But she's absolutely huge. And what does everybody do nowadays when they're famous? They start a podcast. So Alex Cooper signed Alex Earl to her podcast network. And things were going. You know, Alex is juggling, traveling all over the place, red carpets with her famous boyfriend, still managing her TikTok account, doing vlogging on YouTube and all that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, there was some sort of mysterious beef that happened. Alex Earl stopped showing up to Alex Cooper's events, promoting like her show and that sort of thing. And eventually Alex Cooper announced that they had dropped Alex Earl's podcast from their network, which is very strange because why would you drop your biggest podcast?
Right.
Unless something weird was going on.
So they had a falling out.
Some sort of falling out. We still to this day, we do not know the details. But that's who these two lovely Alexes are. They're important people to know, Vin.
And they're being shown to Dakota Johnson. And Dakota Johnson is telling the truth when she says, I have no idea who they are.
That's what she says. That's kind of part of her shtick. She's not online. She says she sleeps like 14 hours a day. She's going through a breakup. So she claims she doesn't know who these people are.
This is the lady that used to go out with the guy from Coldplay, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. That's the breakup.
Chris Martin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
So, yeah, just a little education for you there on what's going on in the millennial world. What's coming up, Vin?
I have a lot of stuff to come, including fast facts, 4th of July, and more after these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hi.
Hi. We are live. It's Vinny, Maddie, hello, and Bob. Sarah is on vacation this week. We've had a few texts from people asking, what's happening? She's on vacation. It's all good. We will all be back on Monday.
Yep.
And doing normal shows. But for now, you've got us, and we are, in fact, live and happy to be here. So this Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Keeping plant and food scraps out of the landfill is one of the best ways to help the climate and your community. At waste separation stations, do your part and put things in the right place. Mostly sunny today, although here in downtown San Francisco, we are still overcast, but should be about 70 to 85, depending on where you're at, as we head towards the 4th of July weekend. We will be off on Friday, so tomorrow is the last day that we'll be live. And then what are they going to do? Music?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a holiday weekend. Some good jams coming for you.
All right. Let's see here. So I'm going to begin with a couple quick major news stories, which is Diddy has been found guilty of the two lower counts.
Yes, the two lesser of the five charges against him.
And those two were very obvious. It was transporting someone, a sex worker, over state lines, or transporting them, you know, to come do sexual activities. And those were easy to prove. Like those were the no-brainers.
Yeah, but the racketeering charge and the two charges of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion were found not guilty. So he's facing up to 20 years.
That's the biggest breaking news, which happened like an hour ago. So there's that. I'm going to begin with a couple fast facts. Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth. A while back, he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin.
Huh.
So his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
You know, if you, and I don't know what you're going to do. I know that you said when you marry, it's still up in the air whether you'll take his name or keep the one you've got or what you're going to do.
Ideas are welcome, listeners.
But it is a thing that I really hadn't put much thought into. And then when Christina and I married and she was changing her name, it's a thing. It's a whole thing that not only, in fact, the one remaining thing is the voicemail message on her cell phone has her old name, but all of the paperwork and all of your emails and all of the people who know you as one thing now have to be told, I'm this other thing now. And it's really interesting that he would put himself through that much effort for zero reason.
For the bit.
I mean, it's fun. Yes, it's for the bit. It's funny, but it's like, okay, but you know what? You're right. It's for the bit. And he's also, I don't know if he's worked in the last 10 years.
He shows up in things from time to time, but I think he lives on a lot of royalties.
He made bank as a young man, for sure.
And his wife still works too. Brenda Song. She's a Disney Channel star from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
She is?
You're looking at me blank face.
I don't know.
London Tipton? Okay, well, people at home know what I'm talking about.
I'll say this. I didn't realize, so Olivia Rodrigo sort of came into my world through my kids. She's a musician, but she was a huge Disney star.
Yes, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
And also a show called Bizardvark. Do you know that?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay, well, when you look it up, you'll go, how'd that one get by me?
He got you with one.
I am a little old for Disney at this point.
I would think so. I saw it because we were at Aulani, and that's a Disney property. And so in the hotel, all of the shows that they're showing you are these shows that they put out. So anyway, Macaulay Culkin's real name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
That might be the longest fast fact yet.
The three most painful insect stings are from the bullet ant, the warrior wasp, and the tarantula hawk spider wasp.
Huh.
I wouldn't want to know. The regular wasp is pretty bad. Sucks. They welt. We just went through that.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Everything's fine.
Good.
Although everyone's a little, especially my youngest, who got bit twice or stung twice. Oh. She's now like checking for wasps before she, you know, like she'll open the front door and look out before she walks out into the day, which is, I mean, I guess that's typical. You got stung. You don't want to get stung again, but sheesh, scared to walk out the front door. Hawaii has the record for the highest low temperature and the lowest high temperature in the United States. Its all-time low was 15 degrees, and its all-time high is 100.
Huh.
And yet it's still the highest low temperature and the lowest high temperature.
Mahalo.
I don't think I'm following, but
15 aloha. Is the lowest. It doesn't matter.
It's next, a fast fact. Next don't story. Question it,
kid. I wasn't trying to question it.
The perfect 4th of July party must have these four things. 2,000 people were asked to name the top must-have things at 4th of July. Before I get to that, What are you doing for the 4th? You and Susan go do something big, or you guys stay in the city?
We're staying in the city. I'm excited. Susan's brother and his wife are coming to visit. And his brother loves San Francisco. His wife hasn't been here yet. I guess my brother and sister-in-law, basically.
Do you know them well?
Yeah, super
okay,
well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, super well. So that's going to be really fun. And they just want to have like a San Francisco weekend. I think one of my friends will probably do like a little barbecue.
And do you guys have people when they visit stay in hotels?
No.
Oh, they stay with you
guys?
Oh,
yeah.
All right. What about you, Maddie?
I might go to Sarah's party. She's having a little 4th of July shindig.
Of course she is.
Yes.
She always does.
And I will be partying on my roof with all my neighbors. We've all been kind of talking in the hallways, and it's like, are we all going to meet up on the roof for fireworks? And yeah, it's a really nice little community.
I can't wait to hear the gossip that comes out of that.
Oh, anytime we pass in the hallways, there's gossip about the dogs. The dog park is just drama. It's just total drama. You know, somebody's dog did this, somebody's dog did that. Somebody's letting their dog go to the bathroom in the hallways. And so, yeah, it is gossip. I'll probably have some hot goss coming out of it.
Yeah,
all right.
Tea plus.
Well, I am married to a party thrower, and so we'll be having a party at my house as well. And we've got a really cool parade that goes through the middle of town, and then we'll have friends over and barbecue. So these are the things they say you've got to have. Classic barbecue foods for your 4th of July party. You can get fancy if you want, but most people are fine with hamburgers and hot dogs. Fireworks are on the list. Again, I realize that most people aren't as worried about fire danger as I am. It's just become a thing for me ever since we got evacuated. It's just, I just fear where that's headed. And yet, it's a big part of the 4th of July. I get it.
But if you have pets or PTSD, it can really be a terrible time to be around for for those days. So yeah, it's not for everybody.
The perfect 4th of July has classic barbecue foods, fireworks, great music. You can certainly put on Alice, but a playlist of whatever kind. You put in a source song and it spits out a whole hour or more of music for you. So it's pretty easy to cover that. And outdoor games. Cornhole is always a safe bet, but they list bocce. And what is the one with the shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Is also probably pretty fun. Other popular mains, if you are the host, include chicken, ribs, sausage. Also, the popular sides include potato salad, chips, baked beans, deviled eggs, and coleslaw. There's your suggestions if you're throwing a party. This is for the youngsters of the world, because I've never done this and never would. You watch a lot of YouTube?
Not as much as most people my age, but yeah.
You watch YouTube, do you double the speed?
No.
A lot of people change the speed so that they can watch more stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people do that with podcasts as well. I listen to a ton of podcasts and I don't speed them up for the most part. Audiobooks, I will usually speed up to like 1.3 because they do talk really slow on audiobooks. But I just find it when I hear Susan watching YouTube videos on 2X, I find it so dystopian.
She does that. He does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That seems to be a thing. People watching videos at 2X speed. They say here, though, it's reworking your brain.
Uh-oh.
And so it is going to change the way you view other things as well. I don't know. I don't speed up anything, but you're saying people do that with podcasts too?
I do it a lot with podcasts. And as somebody who is in my career spent hours and hours and hours working on podcasts, it's like, please don't do that. It sounds really good if you listen to the right speed, but it's just what people do. They listen to them like it's more common than not. And I'm sure somebody is listening to our podcast right now at double speed. So we're sounding a little more chipper.
They say here that they studied the way people take it at regular speed, 1.25, 1.5, 2X, 2.5X of normal speed. And once you hit the 2X mark, you're starting to rewire your brain and the way you take in information. I don't feel like the even just the binging thing makes me feel like you're not enjoying what you're watching when you just roll out of one and into the next and you do 3 or 4 or 5 hours in a row. Obviously, if you're digging it, that's all that matters. But to me, I like to walk away, think about what I saw, come back at a later date and see the next episode, maybe even see a review. So I guess that's just my old brain having watched TV that way my whole life. I don't consider it smart to binge it.
No,
or fun.
I think you're totally right. When I am watching a show that I really care about, if I find myself going on my phone, I'm like, all right, I'm not watching this right now because I want to be focused and I want to be intentional because I really enjoy TV and movies. So I want to actually consume them. But some people will throw on a show and they'll be on their phone the whole time. Their laptop's open, like very split attention for hours. And
do you read?
I try. I can't really read.
Oh, we have talked about this. Yeah. You're not really into it. So you'll listen to an audiobook, but you don't sit and read. That's another thing that I do. I'll sit and read, which I believe is on its way out.
No, not at all.
You don't think?
No. Kindle's a huge brand. People are reading for sure.
All right. Yeah. I hope you're right. But anyway,
I have a friend here in the city who's in like 4 different book clubs.
Your age?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Oh, that's amazing.
A bunch of my friends have a sci-fi book club, but they didn't invite me because they know I can't read.
Our text numbers. I don't want to. I'll leave it. But you can read. You just don't.
Physically, I can read, but I can read about as fast as as people talk. So it just takes me forever. And I don't know if it's an eye tracking thing. I've always had an issue with reading.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to go to the special when they pull you out of class when you're in elementary school.
Yes.
For speech. I had to go to reading 1 year.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys wrote as we get ready to tap out. Hey, Bob, lesbian listener. I assumed I would change to my wife's last name, but her parents suck. So she changed to my name. We have friends who did a mashup. So that's fun. Casey in Soma.
Yes, I want to do a mashup, but I just can't find one that sounds good. That's exactly what I want to do. Because I think it's a really good solution. Looking ahead, not that I'm a trailblazer, but this idea of women taking the man's last name is so antiquated. I think it's so beautiful to have a family name and you and your kids all have the same name. But I'm not having kids and giving them some dude's name. That's absolutely not happening. So, and this hyphenated thing is unsustainable because as soon as you get to the next level down, you got 4 names.
Yeah, that's way too many. No, I understand
that.
So
I think like a combination of the two names, and then you can still track ancestry because you can see, kind of like in language, you can see the root of where things come from when in words and how they evolve. So I think it's a good solution. I just personally can't find the mashup for me.
It's my answer for everything, but have you tried ChatGPT and have it spit out a bunch?
No, not yet.
You should.
You mentioned something and I'll confirm for you that the family name thing is a thing. And I wouldn't have known it going into it, but your kids do absolutely wonder why is my name different than, so it is a thing. There's no question. So however you choose to handle it, obviously, you should get all the support in the world, but it is a weird thing to, I think for me, the tradition is just the easy thing.
Right. Right. And I, there's
and so I understand though, you taking a stand and saying, I don't want to give my kids his name just because.
Yeah.
I get that.
Even progressive people I've seen talk about on the internet, they're like, you know what? It's just one of those things. Let's just go with it. It's just easy. I'm like, no, no.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, we've got a lot of good texts, but there's one that just threw me completely off. So I'm a little.
Here, let me play the text noise while you're looking for it.
Bob, don't change your name. Real ID made it so hard for my mom, who was married over 20 plus years.
Huh.
Bob, don't change your name, girl. It's an antiquated tradition, which she already said.
Thank you for the support.
Hulu has a documentary about Alex Cooper, Call Me Daddy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, did you mention that?
I mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah, and she, it's really interesting. It talks about her career. I haven't watched it yet, but it also, she had some trauma from, she played soccer at in college and had a really horrible situation with one of the coaches, and she details that and brings awareness to the situation, which is really cool. So I've seen a lot of clips and conversation around that piece of it.
Hey, Vinny, can you give us more info on Sarah's vacation? No, I don't have any. She had a week, and our boss asked if we wanted to do it, and we were like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, her kid's home. She's just having a good, you know, relax.
Miss you, Sarah.
Yeah, and she'll be back on Monday when we come back. But for now, we check out and hope you enjoyed the show. Let's stay tuned to Alice all day. On the fives, you have a chance to get qualified for huge prize. 4 concerts on the fives. So less than 10 minutes away. Be ready with your phone to get yourself entered in on like the prize of the week. It's a big deal. All right. We're checking out.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a
Happy
good one.
Hump day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.